it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. To be or not to be? That is the question asked by Shakespeare's Hamlet as he interrogates the human condition, wondering aloud what course of action he may take as he navigates between free will and the slings and arrows of fortune. In similar, although much lighter circumstances, I have found myself of late interrogating the internet to tell me what the condition of this coming winter will be or not be. While Hamlet is talking about choice or abdication of choice, I am talking about snow. How much of it are we going to get or not? It's been an unusually wet fall, thanks to fortune and a strong, long tropical storm season. But now we are facing what forecasters are predicting to be a strong La Niña this winter. But how strong will the La Niña be, and how will it affect our little area of Turtle Island? This is not clear to me, hence my questioning. In mid-October, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, NOAA for short, and yes, that's just like the man who built the big boat, and don't say scientists don't have a sense of humor, predicted that La Niña conditions will be in place December through February. So what does that mean, and what is La Niña? La Niña, the counter condition to El Niño, is a climate pattern that occurs in the Pacific Ocean every few years and which can impact weather around the world. In La Niña conditions, the Pacific trade winds blow stronger, causing a more pronounced upwelling of deep and cold Pacific Ocean waters to rise to the ocean surface off the west coast. These cold waters, in turn, cause the jet stream to move northward and then to weaken over the eastern Pacific. In general, scientists say La Niña winters tend to be drier and warmer than normal across the southern U.S. and cooler and wetter in the northern U.S. and Canada. La Niña is also known to intensify Atlantic hurricanes, many of which have brought us moisture this fall. NOAA is officially predicting a drier than normal winter for the southwest and a continuation of the drought due to this La Niña. However, when you really start to look at how La Niña will affect a specific region in the U.S., you find a variety of different answers and predictions. I found this quote from NOAA scientists illustrative. When asked about if you can predict how La Niña will affect a certain area, here's what they said. Maybe. Probably. Probably not. The answer depends on many factors, including where you live, how strong the event continues to be, and other climate patterns that may develop throughout the season. Remember that where we live, here in the southwestern quadrant of a square state in the middle of the country, we happen to be right in between the oscillating polar and tropical jet streams, while also being right next to the tallest, largest mountain range on the continent. This leads to a lot of variability. In addition to the influence of weather patterns from the northern and southern Pacific, we are also affected by systems from the Gulf, from the Atlantic, and from the polar north. While La Niña may indeed push our winter trend towards dry, it has brought us a bunch of nice moisture this fall. And with all of this rain making our soils moist again and replenishing our groundwater, I am holding out hope for the unknown, for the snow that may be. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.